Welcome to the Tech Name Podcast. I'm your host, Delvin Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech and I bring it to you so you can be informed. If this is your first time here, welcome. Please subscribe from whatever platform you're listening on if you haven't already. If it's not your first time here, thank you for joining me for another one.
For the first story of the day, we have Facebook officially blocking Australian users and publishers from sharing news links because of a new bill. You may be asking, why is this happening and what law? In one of our previous episodes, I discussed how the Treasurer of Australia ordered to create a code of conduct for companies such as Facebook and Google, forcing the tech giants to pay Australian media companies for using their content, as reported by the Australian ABC News. So what you need to know about this law is that it would have a panel of arbitrators, to set the price. Also, the platforms would have no recourse to exit the agreements, and they could face fines as steep as 10% of their overall revenue in Australia for each offense. Many countries have tried to pass similar laws, but have failed. Not to mention, this is not the first time a tech giant attempts to bully a country into submission. Google did the same thing to the EU in 2019. However, there are different tactics that both Google and Facebook are using. Google is taking the diplomacy approach this time. They have been in discussion with Australian lawmakers to find a solution that would benefit both. They have also created something called Google Showcase. I have also discussed this in past episodes, but to give you a quick synopsis of what it is, Google Showcase focuses on editorial choices by publishers. The way it works is by Google presenting you with something called a panel, which will present you with the information. The panel links directly to the publisher and is designed to specifically promote the publisher, and most importantly, the publisher can fully monetize the traffic. In contrast, Facebook has gone the latter route. The New York Times reported that the bill passed the Australian House of Representatives and it is believed to have enough votes to pass the Senate. Only time will tell. I'll keep you updated. So, as I'm editing this, I just got a notification that Facebook has struck a deal with Australia's government, as reported by Axios. So, the bill essentially states that the rule may not apply to Facebook if it can broker enough deals with publishers. So essentially, the government is giving more time to Facebook to make deals with publishers. So, and that's essentially the whole difference here. Zuckerberg and the Treasurer of Australia was able to come to terms of this. So we'll see how this keeps updating. For the second story of the day, I saw an article about how people feel about tech and thought it would be interesting to see how people view them. Has it changed? And for the reasons for the change. This awesome poll data was done by news.gallup.com. So before we dive in, it should be noted that this poll was conducted in the wake of the insurrection that happened on January 6th. If you don't know, shortly after, social tech companies such as Twitter suspended Donald Trump's Twitter account permanently, which is under review, by the way, and Facebook indefinitely banned him from their platforms out of concern that he would incite violence. Google, Amazon, and Apple removed the social media platform Parler, which is a popular among conservatives. Not to mention that all of these social tech companies such as Twitter, Facebook were more aggressive against misinformation by updating their policies, flagging and eliminating any misleading or false information because of, well, what happened in 2016 with the whole Analytica situation in Facebook. So they took a more aggressive approach this time. Also, I want you to pause and make a hypothesis about what they found. How do you feel about tech companies? And has your view about these companies changed over the past year? And do you feel like the majority of people have the same views as you? So, the Gallup found that tech companies' positive views have fallen from 46% in August of 2019 to 34% now in February of 2021. The negative views of the tech companies have risen from 33 to 45%, while tech companies' very negative views have increased from 10 to 22%. So meaning they already hated them, well, they hate them even more now. So now, this is pretty significant. Gallup also found that 50% of people think tech companies should be more regulated by the government, which is up by 9%. The poll has also found that there is a bipartisan agreement that there should be an increase in regulations on tech companies. That's 60% of Democrats, 58% of Independents, and 53% of Republicans. That's crazy. That's over 50% in each category. what do you think about the poll results? Is it what you expected? As I discussed before, some of Congress' attempts to make this happen has been hearings, like, for example, having Apple, Amazon, Twitter, all these tech companies come to hearings and see and having all these discussions to see either they need to, what type of changes they need to bring about other than, like, I don't know, a slap in the wrist by doing a bill. These are billion-dollar companies. They can easily pay that. But another significant discussion has been either amending or repealing Section 230. But we'll see what happens. For the third and final story of the day, Bloomberg reports that Apple is working on a MagSafe battery pack for the iPhone. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says that Apple has been working on this product for the past year, and it is planned to be released in the coming months after the launch of the iPhone 12 line. So maybe probably WWDC, maybe. We'll see. From reading the report, one thing I find as a significant negative is that the battery pack is just that. It won't offer any protection like the other Apple battery cases. As weird as those past Apple battery cases were designed, they provided for protection on your device. The report cites that there have been some software issues to figure out as well. So, for example, the iPhone erroneously indicates the pack is overheating when it's not, and some of the hardware issues that it's having is like switching between using the device on an iPhone sometimes with or without the case. So we know that Apple will make sure that this is ready 100% before announcing it, because the last thing they want is an air power debacle like in 2017. I hope Apple can figure it out. Pretty sure people will find that useful, especially for the people who own an iPhone mini, because battery life is just atrocious. It would also be interesting to see what other MagSafe products they can come up with that would be useful. What MagSafe products Apple should be thinking about? Do you have any ideas? Let me know.
So, there you have it. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or have any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Bain_tech. If you did enjoy the podcast and want to show your support, there's a link in the description that will take you to my support page, and you can choose how much you would like to contribute. All the content is made independently by me, so any contribution is much appreciated. And of course, please review and share with your friends and family who think will enjoy the podcast. Thank you again, stay safe, and have a nice day.